Rumour, scrutiny, suggestion. The Huddle.
Now 19:26 on the Huddle this evening. Trish Sherson from Sherson Willis PR. Hello, Trish.
Hi, Larry.
And Josie Pagani is back with us. Good to talk to you, Josie.
Hello.
All right, so what's your... I'm interested in your take on this, Josie. We'll start with the police officers, the 880 extra frontline police. It's kind of catch-up, isn't it? But this kind of kills off Labor's promise, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, you'd have to say there's something incredibly reassuring about this. The world's going completely bonkers. You've got Trump waging war on bad hombres and Muslims today and trying to fire Malcolm Turnbull by phone. But you can rely on our politics to be completely predictable and boring. So National's still nicking Labor's ideas. That's true. As you said, Labor had a policy of 1,000 new cops on the beat, and they've just gone out and sort of taken the policy again, like they did with GP visits, like they did with benefit levels. In fact, they went higher when they increased benefit levels to, compared to Labor's policies. So you've still got National nicking Labor's ideas. You've got we've still got Labor and the Greens campaigning as a left bloc, like they did for the last 3 years, even though that's failed three times in a row. So, yeah, there's something incredibly reassuring about our politics at the moment.
All right, right.
Boring.
Just one thing there, Josie. Those stories about Trump, they came from the Washington Post. And
your favourite paper,
yeah,
I know, Larry.
Yeah, and I'm sorry. I mean, I think the Mexican thing has already been discounted. And I don't know the truth. It may or may not, I don't know. But anyway, Trish, so nicking Labor's policies, but we've just heard the police station say they've been working on this for some time.
I think they probably have. Just to Josie's point, I think, you know, my prediction this year in politics, boring is the new black, because the world is going to, you know, hell in a handcart. We've got greater geopolitical turmoil than we've seen in a very long time, and I think that is the right positioning for National, a steady, safe pair of hands. On the police stuff, I mean, I what I'd like to know is whether this was always intended to be the set piece of today's speech or whether it's been moved up. Remember, Labor have just announced Greg O'Connor in Oharu Belmont, who's going to take on Peter Dunne, who's got a very slim majority. So I wonder whether, you know, this is a move to kind of blunt Greg O'Connor coming in as a new, excited young candidate for Labor. Law and order is always it's a great election perennial. It's probably one that National hasn't done anything big in for a while. So, and also I wonder how, you know, this is played with Judith Collins, who obviously was former minister but has now missed out on, you know, really the big change in this portfolio.
Yeah. And Josie, I will concede, you know, Greg O'Connor, that's a very good point. It may blunt Labor's policy. Well, it will, and they might have nicked part of it, but they were probably going to do it anyway. That's the way it was. I mean, Labor should have expected this.
Yeah, I think the problem for National will be the internal polling, which I've seen and which they will have seen and other parties will have seen at the end of last year, showed that when John Key stepped down, actually there was a move in the public for a desire for fresh leadership, and they were getting a little bit over John Key. Now, he was still, his popularity levels were still record highs, but there was a start of that dropping. So I just wonder for Bill English, if this is sort of boring as usual, and as you say, Trish, I mean, maybe New Zealand's new slogan, rather than 100% pure, we should just be 100% boring.
We're getting sidetracked here, Josie. An interesting thing, because I've been having a look at John Rowan's book, because he wrote that book on John Key, and it's been updated on the resignation. And one of the things there, in fact, we were going to talk to him today, I think it's delayed till next week, but one of the things was with John Key was his fear of losing that popularity and losing. And he's a businessman. He didn't want to lose, to go out as a failure.
Does this look free? I mean, is Bill English